The incoming Trump administration has kept the Senate busy for a couple of weeks now. The Senate has to confirm all of the members of the president's cabinet, which means a lot of hearings, a lot of questions, a lot of answers. Quite a few of the choices have inflamed a few people. Case in point, the new president's choice for the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. Scott Pruitt is currently the Attorney General of Oklahoma, and in that job, he's taken the EPA to court several times. That is one reservation environmental groups have about him. Those groups include the Oregon Environmental Council, or OEC, where Chris Hagerbaumer is the deputy director. Chris, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Pleased to be here.
Good to have you. Would you give people a quick sketch of the OEC and what you do?
Oregon Environmental Council is the oldest statewide environmental organization, been around since 1968, and our current work includes climate protection, reducing toxics in our air and in the products that we use every day, and promoting clean and plentiful water across the state.
All right, so pushing for a lot of the things that have been associated with Oregon and pretty much in the very time period in which that association was made. If you started in 1968 and a lot of environmental laws got passed in the early to mid-70s, you were right there alongside, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Give us a look backward to more recent times first, though, to the Obama years and what the Oregon Environmental Council thought of the EPA's work under the Obama administration.
Well, I think that it would be great for the listeners to really understand what the United States Environmental Protection Agency does. It's really one of the most essential public institutions. It performs the basic function of setting and enforcing the rules of the road when it comes to pollution. So we really need it to be a strong steward of the environment so that we aren't harmed, for example, by the water we drink or the air that we breathe. And under the Obama administration and under earlier administrations, this agency has worked hard to do that for the United States and for Oregon.
So is it a matter of concern when any Republican gets elected president what their choice will be for EPA administrator? Is there similar concern for Democratic candidates?
Well, so first, the Environmental Protection Agency was formed under a Republican administration, that being the Nixon administration. I really do not think it's a partisan issue at all. And we have had good administrators all along. And the public, actually, there was a recent Reuters poll that showed that only 19% of Americans want a weaker EPA, and over 60% want its authority to be preserved or strengthened.
On the scale of people that President-elect Trump could have chosen for the EPA administrator, where do you see Scott Pruitt falling?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being good and 1 being not so great, I would say 1. He has repeatedly tried to prevent the EPA from doing its job. And in fact, if you look at his LinkedIn bio, he calls himself a leading advocate against the EPA's agenda.
So, all right, let's, before we go any further, let's actually hear from Scott Pruitt. And here's his opening statement at a hearing 2 days ago, talking about his view of energy versus environment.
We must reject as a nation the false paradigm that if you're pro-energy, you're anti-environment, and if you're pro-environment, you're anti-energy. I utterly reject that narrative. In this nation, we can grow our economy, harvest the resources God has blessed us with, while also being good stewards of the air, land, and water by which we've been favored. It is not an either-or proposition. Next, we should celebrate the great progress that we've made as a nation since the inception of the EPA and the laws that have been passed by this body, but recognize that we have much work to do.
Scott Pruitt, the designate for the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, we're talking about that choice with Chris Hagerbaumer, who's the Oregon Environmental Council's deputy director here on the Jefferson Exchange. What do you make of some of the things that you've heard thus far from Scott Pruitt? I mean, record aside, the things that he said in the hearings.
So that is, of course, the right thing to say. And we completely, and most people would agree, that the environmental protection and energy and economy are not mutually exclusive by any means. Here's the thing: so let's say you were on a jury at a trial, and you would base your decision on what the person had done in the past, what the evidence shows. You wouldn't base it on what that person pleads at the moment and says, "Oh, I'll be good in the future." you look at their record, and Mr. Pruitt's record shows that he actually disregards the health of people at instead going with the corporations that are doing harm.
It's an interesting way to put it, to think of it as a jury trial. So instead of listening to just the opening statements, go back and look and dig into the evidence just a bit.
Exactly.
So let's get into that evidence again. As Attorney General of Oklahoma sued the EPA several times, trying to curtail its powers over certain sectors of what it did. I mean, how specific can you get on what the concerns were that he raises as a person suing the EPA?
Well, so both within his state and at the EPA level, he has sued. Well, here's an example within his own state, Oklahoma. There was a bunch of pollution going into the rivers caused by animal waste, and he received thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the poultry industry, and he basically stopped that lawsuit in its tracks that would have dealt with that problem. With regard to suing the EPA, he's fought against air pollution rules that are part of the reason why we need an EPA is that air pollution doesn't stop at any state's border, right? Air pollution from California flows into Oregon or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And you need some sort of national agency to be dealing with that. And so he fought against that cross-state air pollution rule. He challenged the rules that create minimum standards around the mercury in our air and the air toxics in our air. Those standards, by the way, prevent as many as 11,000 premature deaths, 4,700 heart attacks, and 130,000 asthma attacks each year. And he sued against those. So those are just a few examples of again, putting some interests against the interests of those of us who live here in this great country.
In the case of the mercury standards, was that because those regulations were perceived as harming industry, causing them to curtail some things they do?
Yeah, so many power plants emit mercury, arsenic, lead, heavy metals, etc., and those are cancer-causing and have other health implications. So here's the thing, is that he has received quite a bit of money from fossil fuel interests, and he has sided with them.
All right, so let's get into that part of it then, because you mentioned campaign contributions, presuming is run for the Attorney General of Oklahoma. Given the way our system works now, that you can give lots of money to people and then go back to those people when they're in office and say, hey, can you enforce this differently or write this bill differently? That is a fact of our system at this point. It seems like regulatory capture probably gets to be, if not inevitable, certainly hard to circumvent, because you end up with so many people who are so tied in with the industries that they are supposed to be regulating.
Well, this is a perennial problem. I think it's always been a problem. So you want to put someone in the spot of the head of a very important agency whose real goal is to protect the people of the United States.
Chris Hagerbaumer, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the deputy director of the Oregon Environmental Council. We're talking about the designated director for the Environmental Protection Agency. That would be Scott Pruitt, the current attorney general of Oklahoma, who has taken the EPA to court several times. Your thoughts are welcome on this choice and others while you're at it about some of the other cabinet choices. Let's broaden the scope a little bit. You can join this conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And lest anybody think this is just environmental groups, both of Oregon senators have spoken out against Scott Pruitt. Jeff Merkley gave him some sharp questioning in his hearing, and Ron Wyden took his complaints to the Senate floor.
When you look at Mr. Pruitt's career, it really upends everything that I would call the Oregon way. Repeated attempts to weaken or eliminate health-based environmental standards, air quality standards for toxic air pollutants, limits on carbon emissions to take on the challenge of climate change.
Again, Chris, when we talk about the reasons for opposing certain regulations that take things that are harmful to humans out of air, water, off the land, are the arguments in limiting those regulations just that it could hurt industry?
I expect that that was the reasoning. And you mentioned how our senators grilled him pretty deeply. Senator Merkley brought up the point that there was a letter that that Scott Pruitt sent to the EPA protesting enforcements of methane rules. And this letter had actually almost entirely been written by Devon Aid Energy. So he'd only changed a few words. And so here he is just taking the opinion of a single energy company and putting it above everything else.
I saw that exchange, and it was fairly sharp. And the point, again, that Senator Merkley was making was that rather than write a letter himself, he just took the letter that the would-be regulated body
right.
put in place and just sent that off.
So the thing is that we need someone who does not disregard the facts that pollution harms us and harms our economy. He has to respect science-based decision-making, and we're not seeing that.
This is certainly not the first time that environmental groups have been concerned by a nominee for a key cabinet post affecting the environment. I mean, you can think all the way back to President Reagan picking James Watt for Interior Secretary, maybe even earlier than that. Would you say this is a normal reaction, or is it something more with Scott Pruitt?
This seems a bit more, meaning that this is he's a pretty unprecedented person to be put into this particular role.
Pruitt himself does talk about enforcing the law. That would be his job. I mean, as EPA administrator, he does have to do that, right? Or do you see just a lot of wiggle room in saying, well, we don't need to enforce these regulations as stringently or something along those lines?
Well, so he would enforce the laws that are on the books. But one does have the ability as the head of that agency to rewrite or rescind certain regulations or ease off on their enforcement. And the Environmental Protection Agency can play a really key role in education, in giving grants to states. Like here in Oregon, our Department of Environmental Quality really does a lot. And the EPA is more of the backbone and provides grants that help our Department of Environmental Quality do its important work. But he could ease back on a lot of that stuff. I mean, he really has a lot of control, would have a lot of potential to do a lot of harm.
Do you see the EPA as something like a last line of environmental defense? There are some states that don't have as robust a state environmental department as Oregon does.
Well, that's exactly it. They're the baseline to make sure that no matter where you live in the country, you have at least some baseline of public protection for these essential things for our health. We are looking. People have probably heard of what's happening with air pollution right now in China and India. People are fleeing the cities there because it is so bad. We still have air quality problems, but our air is so much better than it was in the 1960s and 70s because of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Which has been there in some form or another since 1970, right?
Yep.
All right.
Or another recent example is Volkswagen, which has been basically cheated on emissions controls. It is the Environmental Protection Agency that caught that and is holding a polluter like Volkswagen accountable.
Chris, do you take any comfort in Scott Pruitt appearing to acknowledge a human component in climate change more than once now in his hearings?
Well, what he does then is sort of obfuscate and say, well, we really don't know how much. And the science is so clear that we are having such an impact on our climate, and he's not really acknowledging that.
All right, Senator Ron Wyden says he'll probably vote against Pruitt, but by sheer numbers, if this splits right along Democratic-Republican lines, this is really not going to change anything unless a couple of Republicans join Ron Wyden, I see.
Yeah, I would imagine he will be confirmed. I would say that the hopeful message here is that if we're talking about our energy future, fossil fuels have been around a long time. They've fueled us for a long time. They were great, but now we have alternatives that are far cleaner and also cheaper. So he can't, and this, the administration, they can't repeal those economics. The economics are showing that, in fact, wind, solar, et cetera, are cheaper, and there are more jobs in that area. So both the economics, the technology, and the science, none of those things can be taken away, and they'll move us in the right direction.
So how are you focusing attention on Pruitt, other than through interviews like this one? I mean, how are you working on this?
Well, we have certainly alerted our members and supporters to, you know, they can contact their senator. Our senators are, I would vote against him. But we're just plugging along and doing what we need to do in our state to protect it.
All right. Obviously, much more to get said on this. A bunch of other hearings and votes have to be taken because we're talking about getting an entire cabinet confirmed. The president-elect himself has not become president until noon Eastern time tomorrow. I want to remind our listeners that the coverage of the inaugural will wipe out the Jefferson Exchange tomorrow. Chris Hagerbaumer, I appreciate your time. She's the deputy director of the Oregon Environmental Council. Good to talk to you today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.